Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is my last day to teach on this subject that I've entitled Killing Sacred Cows. And you know, this has been some different teaching for me because normally I try and go into detail and I just slow down and I teach things at a slow, steady pace so that people can just grab hold of it. I don't know all of the reasons, but these are things that I teach so often and I've referred to recently that I decided that rather than go into great depth, I'd just hit some of these highlights and give you like a thumbnail sketch of what I consider to be some of the worst doctrines in the body of Christ that are hindering the Word of God. And so we've gone through these five teachings in 2 weeks. Typically, I'd probably take 5 weeks to do that. So this has been a very quick dealing with these subjects. And what I've done is every day offer additional materials that will go into more depth if you'd like to get that. So it's been a little different for me, but I think it's been beneficial to the people. Sometimes people get lost in detail. And sometimes it's better just to give the cliff notes than it is to go through every single thing. You know, I just got a ruling from a lawyer yesterday, and they had, I don't know, 15 pages of stuff. And what I did, they said the conclusion, the summary is at the end. And I just turned over to the end and got the summary rather than all the detail. All of this legal stuff, you can get lost in it. And so, in a sense, that's what I've been doing through this teaching. Today's going to be my last day to offer the album or the fifth teaching in the album. And yesterday I started talking about this fifth subject in this five-part set, and that's basically talking about that God gave us the power and the authority. And so, one of the things that is tripping people up, a religious doctrine that is voiding the Word of God, is this kind of attitude that I don't have any power or authority. Oh God, I can do nothing. I'm powerless. Would you please move? You need to recognize God has given you power and authority, and for you to get the right results, you've got to learn how to use it. So let me turn over to Mark chapter 11 and illustrate this through the life of Jesus. Jesus, I'm not going to go through every bit of this because, again, I have probably 2 or 3 hours worth of teaching on these few verses. But let me just introduce some of it and sum it up. But Jesus was going to Jerusalem with his disciples and he was hungry. And so he went up to this fig tree. This fig tree had leaves. And so he went up thinking he could get some figs off of it. And when he got there, all it had was leaves, but no figs. And so he cursed this fig tree. He didn't touch it. He didn't do anything to it. He didn't put salt on it. He didn't do anything to kill it. He just, with his word, says, "No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever." Now, this was in the morning as they went into Jerusalem. When they came home that evening, you would suspect that they came the same way. They passed this fig tree. Nobody said a thing about it. But the next morning, when they went into Jerusalem again, it says in Mark chapter 11 and verse 20, "And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away." And Peter was just, I'm sure, shocked because he had heard Jesus say the words, but he never touched him. He never did anything. And the next day, 24 hours later, here's this fig tree dried up. If you were to read this same account, I believe it's in Matthew chapter 21, over there it says, "Anon, the fig tree withered away." And the word "anon" means immediately. So in Matthew's account of this, it says it happened immediately. In Mark's account, here it is 24 hours later before they saw anything. How do you harmonize those two? The answer is in verse 20, where he says, "They saw the fig tree dried up from the roots." Jesus cursed it, and immediately, the moment Jesus spoke, that fig tree was dead, but it died at the root level. And just like if you cut off a flower, you know, that flower is dead the moment you sever it from that thing, but it'll still look like it's alive for a period of time. It takes time for it to shrivel up and dry out and look dead, but it's dead the moment you sever it from the rest of that plant. Well, likewise, this fig tree died immediately, is what Matthew said, but it took 24 hours because it happened from the roots up. He didn't kill it from the leaves down, but from the roots up. So this is a great miracle. And there's a great point in that. I'm not going to make that point or I'll preach on it. But when Jesus heard this in verse 22, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. And, you know, we don't know exactly how he said this. We know his words recorded here in Scripture, but we don't know the pitch of his voice, the way he said it. I personally believe it was more like, have faith in God. Like, Peter, you've been with me all of these years. You've seen me raise people from the dead. You've seen my power before, and yet you're shocked when you see me speak to a fig tree. I didn't touch it. I just spoke, and it died, and you're shocked. Have faith in God. You know, I believe that that's the way that the Lord was saying this. And I believe that the Lord, even though He loves us and God's not mad at us, I believe that at times we are really disappointing to God because He told us that the same works He did, we can do also. He told us to go out and heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. He told us to do all of these things. And yet, the vast majority of the people who call themselves born-again Christians, they just don't have any faith. They don't see anything happen. And I believe that the Lord desires for us to have greater victory in our life, but it's not because He's not giving it. It's because we don't have faith in Him. We are buying into some of these doctrines that I've been countering in this series to where I am nothing. I can do nothing. Lord, have mercy on me. And we go as a beggar instead of a person who's already been blessed by God. We just don't know what we have. Our faith hasn't become effectual because we don't acknowledge the good things that are in us. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. And so Jesus said, have faith in God. And then He tells the disciples how He did this miracle. And there's things that we can learn in here. And this is about taking your authority and using it. He says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Boy, that is powerful. And again, there is so much in there. I could teach on this for days. Let me just say that when he talks about, all right, here, have faith in God. Here's how I did it. If you will say unto this mountain, notice the number of times he uses the word say or talking to something. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Three times in one verse, he emphasizes the words that you speak. And so here is one of the truths about using your authority. Authority and power is released by words. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Notice it says death and life. It's not only in the positive that you speak your words, but every word that comes out of your mouth, it's either death or life. It didn't say death and life and a whole lot of other stuff that doesn't matter and that has no power to it. No, every word that comes out of your mouth is either death or life. And not only is every word that comes out of your mouth death or life, every word that you hear is death or life. You know, there are many of you who have watched this program. I get comments all of the time that people say they were passing by and because I'm not screaming and shouting and I'm not standing up and sweating and wiping my fevered brow and saying glory to God, and I don't act excited. There's a lot of people that just pass me by for a long time. But then for whatever reason, they just stop and they start listening and they get drawn in. And I've had hundreds, I would imagine, maybe thousands of people that have told me how that they've just been drawn in and it's changed their life. You know what you're experiencing is Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I am speaking death to a lot of the wrong teachings and doctrines, and I'm helping kill those things in your life. I'm speaking life. I'm speaking God's Word. And some of you are just coming alive to God. The greatest compliment that I get, the one that I like the most, is people that just say, man, my relationship with God is so much better. They love God. They're just excited about God now. You know, the word that's coming, it either ministers life or death to you. And this is one of the few things on television that is going to minister life to you, somebody who is speaking God's word and not a religious interpretation of it, but just the simple, plain truth of God's word. You need that. So you need to listen to people that are speaking life. You need to quit listening to people that are speaking death. But then most importantly, you need to get to where you only speak life and you quit speaking death. It says if you want to get to where you can speak to a tree and it just dies, or I could say you want to speak to a body and you see it come back to life, or you see blindness leave and eyes open and deaf ears open. If you want to get to where you see God's power, He's telling you how you do it. Whoever will say to this mountain. And not only do you have to say it, God spoke the worlds into existence. You can't release your faith without speaking it. You've got to use words. You've got to speak. Death and life are in the power of words. And it's not only true that the death and life are in the power of your words, but it's really important that you understand. He said, whosoever will say to the mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. You'll have what you say if you don't doubt in your heart. Here's something that is in this verse, but it's not readily available the first time you look at it, or it's not obvious to you. And that is that most people talk to God about their problem instead of talking to their problem about God. This verse is saying very specifically, don't talk to God. Don't pray and ask God to do this. If you go back to verse 12 and 14, Jesus never asked God, oh God, stretch forth your hand and kill this fig tree. He just spoke to it. He spoke to it. He didn't speak to God about the fig tree. He spoke to the fig tree. And He told us, you speak to your mountain. This mountain is talking about whatever your problem is. If it's sickness, if it's your body, if you have pain, speak and say, pain in the name of Jesus. If you have financial problems, say, bills in the name of Jesus. Be paid. Money, you come in. Talk to it. And I know that there's a lot of you that think this is weird. You don't talk to inanimate objects. Jesus did. And you know, here's another point. Look down here in Mark chapter 11, verse 14. It says, Jesus answered and said unto the fig tree, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter. He not only spoke to the fig tree, but the fig tree had been talking to Him. Some of you that thought it was weird to talk to a tree are going to really think it's weird to have this tree talking to you. But you know, things talk to you. This fig tree was telling Jesus that it had figs because a fig tree produces figs and leaves at the same time. It wasn't time for it to have figs, but it wasn't time for it to have leaves either. And so this fig tree shouldn't have had any leaves. But since it did, it was saying it had figs. And Jesus answered it and said, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. Did you know things will talk to you? Your checkbook will talk to you and tell you that, well, that promise didn't work. You paid your tithes and you still don't have any money. Your billfold will talk to you and tell you it doesn't work. Your doctor's report will talk to you and tell you you're going to die. Anything that talks to you, anything that gives you a thought that's contrary to the Word of God, you need to talk back to it. And notice that it says specifically in verse 23, whosoever will say to the mountain, talk to the mountain. And here is something that's a little bit hidden, but for you not to talk to God and just come and say, God, I have no power. Would you please do this? And ask and beg for you not to do that, but instead to turn around and say, in the name of Jesus, mountain, you get out of here. It's implied in there that you understand God has already generated the power to overcome whatever your mountain is. He has put that power on the inside of you, and He has given you the authority to use that. If you would stop and think about it, you can see that. For you not to talk to God and say, oh, God, please help, but instead to talk to your problem and say, problem, get out of my life in the name of Jesus. It means that you understand you have power and authority. So in this verse, even though it's not said in those words, this is talking about the power that we have been given as believers and how we have to release that power by our words and speak to the problem instead of talking to God about the problem. Boy, this is major. This is so simple, you have to have somebody to help you to misunderstand what I'm saying. This is simple. But you know what? Most people just cannot get this. They just think, I can't talk to pain. I can't talk to cancer. I can't say headache, leave, eyes be healed. People think this is weird. Jesus is the one that created us. He spoke our bodies, this entire world into existence. The whole world system, the universe, operates on the power of words. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says that Jesus is the express image of the Father and the brightness of His glory, and He upholds all things by the power of His Word. Jesus spoke the worlds into existence, said, "Let there be light," and there was light. That's how He created the sun. He didn't reach down and scoop up something. We use those terms, you know, in an analogy or a metaphor. But technically, He spoke it into existence. Words created the sun, and the sun will respond to words because it's the parent force. Words created you and me. It created our bodies. Your bodies will respond to words. There's actually medical studies that are not Christian-based that have found parts of the brain that are word-activated, and when you start speaking certain words, it either makes your body start functioning better or it starts making your body shut down and get weak and sick with toxic thoughts and stuff. And those are secular, non-Christian studies that are beginning to verify the power of words. The Scripture said this 2,000 years ago. If you will say, if you will take your authority and recognize you can release the power that God has placed on the inside of you by words and not words to God that are begging and requesting Him to do something that the Bible says He's already done, but words of authority spoken to whatever the problem is. And if you'll do that, you'll see miraculous results. You know, I know that many of you have heard me use this example before, but I'm going to use it again. It's a great example. I'd like to hear it myself. But when I went to Charlotte, North Carolina, I've been going there for 22 years now, I was staying with a couple, and the woman watched a video that I had where Nikki Oshinsky was healed of fibromyalgia, chemical sensitivities. We had her doctor on, and she wasn't supposed to live through the night or through the week. The doctor said she'd never come back the next week. He expected her to be dead. And anyway, she couldn't lift her hand. She couldn't do anything by herself. Totally invalid. I prayed with her, and she was miraculously healed. And while I was gone during the day, the lady that I was staying with watched that video, and she was so blessed by it that when I got home, she says, "I've got a friend that has that exact problem. Would you please pray with her?" And I said, "Sure, I will." And she said, "Well, she'll be here in 10 minutes. She was already on her way. This woman came in. I hadn't got time to give the whole story, but anyway, she was not operating in faith. She believed God could heal, but she had no knowledge that it was God's will to heal. She'd been taught that God made her sick. He was getting glory out of this. So I had to kill those sacred cows, counter that doctrine before she could get healed. And I spent about 20 or 30 minutes ministering to her. And on a scale of 1 to 10, the doctor said her pain was a constant 11. She had had that for 7 years. She was not even supposed to be alive. And anyway, I prayed with her and I commanded the pain to leave. And I said, "Now, how do you feel?" And she started moving around. And the only way she'd been able to cope was she had magnets taped to her body and magnets sewn into a blanket that she covered herself with, and somehow those magnetic fields diminished the pain enough that she could function. And so she got up and started moving around, took her blanket off, and she says, "The pain's gone." And she was shocked. First time in like 7 years she'd been pain-free, and she just started praising God. And then she says, "But I still have a pain back here in my back, right here at the waist." And she says, it's a burning. Why do I have this burning still?" And I said, "You didn't tell me you had a burning. You said you had pain. I spoke to pain. I didn't speak to burning." So I said, "Watch this." And then I grabbed her hands and I spoke and I commanded the burning to be gone. And she says, "It's gone." And so then, you know what I did? I took Mark 11:23, the exact verse we're teaching from today, and I taught her that you have the authority and the power. You release it by your words, and don't talk and ask God to heal you, but speak to the problem. If you ever have another problem, it doesn't mean that you weren't healed. It just means that the devil knows, I believe. He's not sure if you believe. So he'll come back and knock on the door to see if you'll let him back in. And I said, if you have a pain, that doesn't mean you lost your healing or you weren't healed. It's just the devil trying to see if you'll let him back in. And I said, all you got to do is speak to him. So anyway, I taught her all of these things. She got ready to leave. She put her hand on the doorknob and she turned around and looked at me and she says, the burning is back, or the stinging. I forget if she said burning or stinging. She says, it's back. And I said, well, I just taught you what to do. And I said, I'm not going to pray. I'll just join hands with you and you do the praying. And so this woman started praying. And this is nearly word for word what she said. She says, Father, I thank you that by your stripes I was healed. And if I was healed, I am healed. I know it's your will to heal me, and so I receive it. I claim my healing right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's many of you thinking, man, that's a great prayer. Well, it was a great prayer compared to 45 minutes before when she was a Presbyterian and didn't believe that God wanted everybody well. It was great things that she said, but you know what? That is not what Mark 11:23 says. That's not what Jesus told us to pray. She didn't take her authority. She didn't talk to the problem. She talked to God and confessed some great things. I believe it is your will to heal me. I believe by his stripes I was healed, so I am healed. Those are great things to say, but it is not taking authority and speaking to the problem. And so I asked her, I said, do you still have any burning? And she says, yes. Why is it still burning? I said, you didn't do what I just told you to do, what Jesus told us to do. And she says, what's that? And so I went over it again. I said, you have to say to the mountain. You talked to God and you confessed good things, but you did not take your authority and speak to the problem. And she says, you mean I'm supposed to say burning in the name of Jesus? And I said, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. And this woman said, I'll do it. So we joined hands again. And she said, burning in the name of Jesus. And she got real authoritative. And that's as far as she got. And she says, it's gone. And you know, that was back about, I'm not sure, 2002, somewhere around there. And I've seen her a number of times since. And she's had the devil come back with a pain once or twice. But she's been free. And she takes her authority and speaks to it. And she has been walking in supernatural health from that problem. And it was just a classic example of how you have to take authority and speak to this. You need to kill this old religious doctrine, this sacred cow, that you can't do anything. God can do everything. He has done nothing, but he could do it. And so you just beg and plead. And no, you have to believe that he has done it. He put this power on the inside of you. And then you take your authority. And in the name of Jesus, in his authority and power, you speak directly to your problem. And if you will do that and not doubt in your heart, you will have what you desire to the Lord. That's awesome. Today's my last day to teach on this series entitled Killing Sacred Cows. It's also my last day to offer the fifth and final teaching in that entitled You Have the Power. So please listen to our announcer and please call or write today to get these materials. And also we have some complimentary materials that will expand on this much more.
Andrew's complete teaching titled Killing Sacred Cows was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD, or you can get a DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Request item T1063C for the CD, T3207D for the live DVD, or T1063D for the As Seen on TV DVD when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The fifth teaching in the Killing Sacred Cows series titled You Have the Power is available on CD for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will send this fifth CD free of charge when you write or call. Request item TK161C.
Once again, let me just reiterate that we make our materials available on a donation basis. And so we ask for some donation for the albums, for the DVDs and things like that. But some people could not or would not send any money to get this, even though they need it. And so what I do is make each teaching in a series available one at a time, free of charge. You don't have to send a thing. We encourage you to give. We encourage everybody to give. It would be good for you, but my partners have enabled me to make these teachings available to you free of charge if you so desire them. Today will be my last day to make this fifth teaching free of charge. Today's my last day to offer any of these products. We'll be starting on a new series next Monday. So I encourage you to call the number you see on your screen and request these materials today.
On today's program, Andrew mentioned his teaching titled, The Believer's Authority. This product is available on CD for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1045C. To write us, use the address on your screen. If you prefer, you can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries Canada. That address is on your screen. The generous gifts of our friends and partners help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd also like to remind you that Andrew's latest book, titled Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith, is available in hardback for a gift of any amount. Request book T228. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona for a Gospel Truth Seminar December 31st through January 2nd. He'll also be in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar February 4th through the 6th.
I'd like to give you a special invitation to join me on December the 31st. That's, of course, New Year's Eve through January the 2nd. We're going to be back at the Biltmore Resort in Phoenix, Arizona. This is going to be a special time. I've got a special announcement to share with you. This will be my first time to share it publicly. And I tell you, if at all possible, I'd encourage you to come and be with us. Also, Charlie and Jill LeBlanc will be there with a live band. It's going to be a great time. Last year we had over 1,000 people. We're expecting more this year. Plus, you get a special rate at the Biltmore, a reduced price of $139 per room, and they normally start around $300 up to $1,000. And that price is good for 3 days before or 3 days after. So come join us for our Phoenix Gospel Truth, December the 31st through January the 2nd.
For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Tune in Monday for more Gospel Truth.
Just think about this. How does the God of the universe, the one who created everything, as it said here in the third verse, without Him was not anything made that was made. Jesus is the one that created the universe.